Welcome to the I'm Still Here podcast. I'm your host, Heather Jose. In 1998, at the age of 26, I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. It changed everything for us, but I'm still here. And we're here to talk to you about life with metastatic disease. We know it's not easy. We know that there are challenges that never get talked about, but we're here to walk with you through them, to show you some hope, some inspiration, and to help you make a plan so that you can join me in saying, I'm still here. Welcome back to I'm Still Here. It is Monday. I'm coming into this solo today, and I just wanted to give you a little motivation to keep going right now. I don't know where you live, but where I live, we've had all this nice warm weather, and then it has gone away and we're back to cold. And you know what, that's where it's still important to think about, like, what's working for you and building routines that keep you consistent throughout, right? Of course, as it, you know, now that we're getting a little more daylight, it's easier maybe to get outside, but what are you doing that is helping you feel good about your health, about your nutrition, about all of the different things, going back to like that five to thrive that we've talked about, right? There's a mental aspect. And I would say for the mental aspect, a big part of it is just being able to kind of put wins in your column. So if a win is, knowing that you did meditate for 5 minutes, take that instead of, but I didn't do it for 20, that kind of thing. Physical. How are you taking care of yourself? Nutrition, what can you, either if it's been a bad week, how can you get back to where you were, or how do you move forward taking another step further, right? Like, what can you do to just help yourself keep going? Medically, is there treatment on the horizon right now? Are you worried about scans? Are you not somebody with cancer, but you need to make an appointment for something? I feel like when you're my age, especially, there's always a laundry list of doctors you could call to do some sort of check. So what are you doing for that? And then I'm trying to think, just relationships and support, you know? Do you feel lonely? Do you have the help you need? What is working for you in that respect? So this week is just a check-in week. How's it going? What could you do a little better? What can you give yourself praise for and a big high five? And then, you know, what are you working towards? So, all right, think about that. And next week, next Monday, we will be talking about lessons in chemistry, our book, and I'm excited about that. If you haven't picked it up, you still have time, and I think it's a great read. So anyway, we'll talk to you later. Bye. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still here. After all these years, after all these tears I shed, I'm still here. And I'm walking this earth like I should be. There was days that I didn't know if I would be. With my feet in the ground and my head in the clouds, 'cause I'm still here, like I should be. Yeah, yeah, like I knew that I could be. Here we go, here we go. Everyone, I hope you love this episode of I'm Still Here, and I wouldn't want you to miss out on what comes next. So be sure to rate, review, and follow this show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, especially if you found it helpful. We need all the shares, likes, stars, and love we can get. We'd also love to hear from you. Leave your comments and questions, and we'll incorporate them into future episodes. Have a great day.